This is the last part of our four-part conversation with Juan Flores, the president of Faust Group.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that you've got a complement of distributors out there, and you've been appointing them all along, and obviously they're doing a good job getting your display set, making inroads with the retailers. Talk about the progress you've made there.
Well, initially we had a distributor base that was covering part of the U.S. territory, particularly early this year. But as we were launching our program in those markets, we were incorporating new distributors. And now we are in the process to finalize and wrap up 100% of the territory, so we can supply national accounts, we can supply buying groups, we can supply all the retailers everywhere, and we can provide the consumers an easy access to our products. We have a zip code locator in our website, and any given consumer at any given point in the U.S. can find out the close store to them, so they can look and purchase our products. But what we are doing now is reinvigorating our regional sales network. We have sales, regional sales managers, which are focusing to the main accounts and our distributors in the area. We are improving our merchandising. We are revamping our product palette. We are improving our communication effort with our distributors and with the retailers. And to do that, we are doing a couple of things. First of all, we brought Ken Friedman, who used to be working also at Hoboken, like vice president of national accounts, and with his relationships across the marketplace and with the experience as a manufacturer at the time that he used to be working at Mohawk, like president, marketing director, he was really bringing us, the support for this new initiative and the relationship with the key players. And we want to translate our message of our great business proposal and different lemon flooring with all the marketing tools that we have to offer to the field, to the retailers, so the job with the consumers. And the last initiative that we are doing about it is advertising. And we are doing consumer advertising, and we got thousands of leads that are really helping us to introduce not only our brand, but basically the perception of our products, of our designs, and help to bring sales to the retailers.
And you'll continue that advertising program.
Yeah, we are now revamping that. We are going to be more aggressive with the room seams and looks with our new designs and patterns. They are unique, so by itself it's going to be already a breakthrough in the home shelter magazines and in the regional advertising arena. There's nothing like it, so we don't have competition in terms of the looks and variety of products that we can advertise and expose to the consumers. And that is driving our advertising effort right now into the consumer arena.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about intellectual property. As you mentioned, Boston Register, Microbevel, and some others. It seems like there's been a bit of a shift in the laminate arena in terms of intellectual property. I don't see as many, or at least the litigation appears to be aimed in a different direction over this year than in the past. Talk to me about what's going on there.
Well, clearly the two main litigious parties, Ballinger and Barry Ballinger and Unilin, they settled and they made an agreement. So that put to rest most of the litigations that we have seen in that arena. We have still some going on with other players, with other technologies in terms of glueless, which are different. But in our case, what we are doing is focusing very openly to have a friendly relationships with all the players to license our intellectual property, our embossing register technology and features to third parties. We don't have a problem with that. But whenever we need to reinforce our patents, we understand that we have to do it, otherwise there is no value on it. And we have been very active, not only in the US with some litigations going on, but also in Asia. And we will continue doing so in both avenues, in a friendly approach to license our palette of patents, or we will be reinforcing and defending vigorously our intellectual property.
Now, you just signed a licensing agreement with a player in Asia. Are we seeing more Asian players of a mind where they're...
Well, most of the Asian players have been taking license in Glule system. They learned the lesson that they need to respect intellectual property, particularly in North America. And what we are doing is nothing different. So we got started. We are talking to several players and manufacturers of lemon flooring to license and Boston register and Bevel. And we will continue doing so, and or issuing some litigation in China. We have to show to the industry that we are very serious, not only about reinforcing our intellectual property, but also protecting and defending those that decided to license from us, and that has to have a value, otherwise nobody will do it. Mm-hmm. So we are very committed to protect intellectual property in the industry, and we are playing an active role mm-hmm. on it.
Are a lot fewer players in Asia crossways with intellectual property? I know a year or so ago there was a lot written about it. We saw a lot about it. Is that changing?
Well, basically, the Chinese are switching their strategy toward licensing. And that is going to make them, at the end of the day, more competitive rather than not, because they will have access to the markets, to North America, and so forth, rather than not. And I think that is something that is positive for the industry mm-hmm. because kind of equalizes the competition from abroad versus the domestic mm-hmm. The manufactured products.
Well, it seemed like the International Trade Commission had said that if they don't comply with these intellectual property laws, then their product will not come into the United States.
Well, yeah.
And it seemed like many of them were in a position where it would be difficult for them to be competitive and pay those royalties.
Well, that is telling you that they discovered that if they don't get access to features and technologies which have patents in the U.S., they don't get a license, they don't get the right to market those features openly in the market. Now, if they license, they can have access to them and to the key customers in the open market in the U.S. However, those that are tilted into very extreme low prices, anything will make them uncompetitive. And those are the players that really are not long-term players in this market.
Yeah.
Now, there are other players with long-term strategies. They want to do better products. They understand that they have to access to a number of features. They know that there's a common practice to pay for the license that they give them access to them. The market want it, the market request them. You have to offer it, and then you have to pay a fee. It's very simple, yeah. And everybody has to do the same thing. All of us, we are paying patent fees one way or another. We do. We have a license agreement with Ballinger for our glueless system, believe it or not. And we use it. And all the competitors, they have it with one or other company. Now more and more time, people is doing the same with our embossing register technologies. And that is the name of the game. And they are learning quick. They're not behind. So they are already playing the same game with the same rules.
There's really no choice.
Well, the law is the same for all of us.
Yeah.
And that gives them the visibility on how they need to do their strategy to be part of the competition.
Might we see some new technology being patented by Faust in the future?
Well, we are working in a couple of features that we have already in our products, and we apply it in the past for patents, like could be Microbevel and Interplan. And definitely we are developing new technologies related to some of our features, existing features, to expand and further strength our realism and our capacity of design unique patterns that are difficult mm-hmm. In lemon flooring. We have the ability to do medallions. We have the ability to do modular designs, configurations in stone, other materials, as well as long strips, without changing the size of the plans and designing across them. That is something that we are working very heavily, because we believe that the design avenue is the future of the industry, in combination with our surface technologies that make it at the same time realistic, with those textures that pop up from the surfaces. But well, we have new patents coming up this year and the next one, as well as we have new features that we keep applying for patents, yes.
Interesting. Let me ask you about your Shanghai operation. You alluded to it a little bit earlier. What's going on there?
FAO Shanghai is a manufacturer of laminate flooring aimed to export, particularly to the U.S. market and Europe, on high-end laminate flooring. Nobody is doing that. We do. We apply Bosch and Register bevel technologies to great designs at competitive prices in the high-end. And that is contributing to our wide palette of high-end products. And we do it since almost 2 years ago, and has been very successful. It's part of our palette in a small percentage, but good enough to make it rich and to make it more attractive.
I see. Faust in Europe manufactures a variety of products other than floor covering products, cabinets, bookcases, cabinet doors, melamine face, you alluded to other products, wall and ceiling products. I think you've got some of the wall products here in this office. Do you see at some point in time Faust considering manufacturing some of these non-flooring items here in Calhoun?
Well, definitely the wall covering in a plant system is a great product that we have with a similar construction method like moldings, and it goes with the matching decorative moldings, crown molding, chair rail, casing, wall base, quarter round, you name it. And that is directly related to the flooring moldings that we are manufacturing right now in Spain for our flooring range in the US and the rest of the world, and we are considering to bring that molding capability as a second step of our manufacturing in the States. We are very, very high technology oriented also in that arena, and the example is our fast trim, our 5-in-1 multi-purpose transition molding, which allow you to have all your transition moldings in one package, saving 70% of the logistic SKUs that usually you will have to cover all those transitions for any given SKU. So we have two main SKUs in our molding palette, the quarter round and the fast trim. And not only we have fast trim in the laminate avenue, but we are the only multi-transition system that can go and migrate from laminate to good. And we have our fast trim good moldings for hardwood flooring as well. And that is the avenue where we see ourselves expanding our capacity of manufacturing capacities in the US, as is an important part of our business right now in the marketplace.
Interesting. Just to wind up, let me ask you, you'd mentioned, and as everyone knows, we're in a slump in this business. Obviously, you have a favorable outlook with all the expansion and new products that you're bringing out. Let me ask you about that outlook and when you see what you see going down the road in terms of the market bouncing back.
Well, now the house slump is going through the subprime into the financial system, affecting to the liquidity, is affecting to the market, stock market, and perhaps could affect to the consumer, becoming a recession. What is clear is that the housing, which affects our sales in the flooring industry, didn't hit the bottom, and I don't think it's going to do it until the next year. That then will start working his way back to rebounds at the end of the next year into the 2009. So I think we are still in a process that will last at least two good years to become back as normal as it was before. So, you know, all the responsible companies that want to be there at the end of that process have to tighten their belt, focus on the core business, and bring more and better product to the customers, increase the profitability to them, and be more efficient, not only in cost but in service, and look for the opportunities. There are plenty of opportunities in these times. Definitely we see them. We are building our additional capacities of manufacturing, thinking on those opportunities, and solidifying our position as a US player in the flooring industry. And we believe that that is going to make the companies that are going to last through the process stronger and better suite, not only at the level of manufacturing, but also at the level of distributing, which is also a sector that has been suffering a lot from palettes of products or segments of markets that are suffering more than others. That could be the builders and residential and so forth. You know. Mm-hmm.
Good place to leave it. Juan, let me congratulate you on your 10th anniversary, on the expansion here, on all the new products.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure having you on Flow Radio.
I appreciate it, and I hope to see you soon.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Juan Flores. He is the president of the Faust Group. This is Flow Radio.